Hey everyone, it's your host here, Jake Hirschman. Excited for you to dive into these highlight episodes, whether you're a longtime listener or first-time listener. These are going to be shortened episodes from the past that bring you the best of the best of the content from great guests. Enjoy these and want to take a quick moment to thank our two sponsors, Suju Organic and Screen Skins. Get your 15% off Suju Organic at sujuorganic.com with the code LIFO, L-I-F-O, and visit screenskins.com for 20% off at checkout with the code LIFO24. Get your screen protector today. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode. Follow up on Fred Clare's last episode of mentorships, mentees, mentoring. He alluded a little bit to, you know, how being a mentor is being a leader. And you've obviously had extensive experience being a leader in multiple organizations across the sports business industry. We want to dive in today into some of your theories on leadership within a front office, as we are on the Life in the Front Office podcast, and ultimately help guide and direct some of those who are currently working in sports in today's world of how to be leaders, potentially become leaders, and work with their leaders. So without further ado, Andy, I will let you kind of go from here and share your words of wisdom.
One of the great challenges that I hear a lot from those that are working in front offices all over the world of sport is, wow, I went through the process, however I got here, I have a job, it looks like there's an upside for me at whatever organization you happen to be in. But now comes the real challenging part. How do I move up the ladder? Where do I see those rungs? How do I grab up and make sure that I can move positively in my work life and have something that I could look on as an actual career? And clearly, it comes into the level of leadership. And trying to answer these questions that come in or individuals that I talk to, I went on to Google and just put in leadership. And what I got was theories of leadership, 8,300,000 points of interest on leadership. So that's a lot. I figured we don't have enough time to talk about 8,300,000 points of information. So over time, I created 8 scopes of leadership, and scopes are S-C-O-P-E-S. And I didn't get this from any magazine. I didn't hear this from somebody else. I'm actually proud to say that I cobbled it together on my own. So in order to keep your leadership skills nimble, focused, and healthy, I think that if you become somewhat of an expert on the uses of the 8 scopes, it will play well as you develop your career. The first, to me, is the microscope. And the simple explanation of that is to help you view and understand every minute detail of your business. And in today's world of information gathering, analytics, metrics, conversations, and networking, it's much easier to do than it was even 5 years ago or 10 years ago. So always think about the microscope. The next is the telescope. And that one helps you look beyond the given and create roadmaps to unexplored territory. Now, Jake, I'm not saying, and to the listeners, that you've got to book a ride on Elon Musk's next mission to the moon, which I think is slated to land in 2013. But as you look at the microscope, it's important to also look at the telescope. We've talked before that you want to manage your career through the windshield and not the rearview mirror. But it's also a good idea to look in the rearview mirror every once in a while. The third is the stethoscope. And I think this one happens to be extremely important to listen to the heart of the organization that you're in and the people that you work with every day, or your fan base, or all the constituencies that touch what you're doing. Again, science has helped us in sport more so, and that seems to be the favorite sort of default mechanism these days, that we can find more information and create more information than ever before in terms of numbers. But these organizations that we work for or will work with, or ones that we choose or choose us, if you don't know the heart and soul of where you're working, it really doesn't matter how proficient you might be in the numbers. So I think it's really important to understand what the organization really is all about and the people in it. Constantly changing, but if you put your stethoscope on and you have that one as part of your 8 scopes, it's a positive. The fourth is one that usually when I'm speaking about this, people make faces. And I've put it on the male side. I'm sure there is the same circumstance on the female side, but the fourth I call as the proctoscope. And the proctoscope takes you to places that people don't want to go, but are necessary to protect the long-term health of the enterprise. And the reason that I put this one as the fourth in the level of scopes is that no matter what happens in life, when something is bothering us on the health side, whether it's physical or mental, many times we bury that. We don't talk to anybody else. We keep it to ourselves. We might be worried. And usually that ends poorly. It's always a positive to check your health at every level. And if there's bad news, well, it's better to know it earlier than later. And so that's why I put the proctoscope in here. In total transparency, I've had a few proctoscopes in my life. And the best answer that you could ever get from the doctor is you're clean, you're fine.
Andy, I'm not 29, 39, or 49, but I'll take your word for it.
Right. So in the proctoscope, as I said, it is about looking at your health today so you can guarantee that that continues in the future. And there's all kinds of tests that we go through. Again, the proctoscope, which is the butt of many, many jokes, is something that makes sure that your lower intestine and all that other stuff is as clean as it can be. And when your doctor, the proctologist, said, okay, Andy, the test is complete, you're clean, that elicits a big smile. And if something's wrong, well, then you can take care of it. So all of us put aside whatever, oh, my tooth hurts, or my arm doesn't feel good, or that spot on my forehead, that's fine. Well, I would say that as it relates to leaders and career development, both for you and the organization, it's always good to be courageous, have the test, and don't wait too long. Because the long-term health of each individual is important. And of course, that is significant for the long-term health of any enterprise. The next is the gyroscope. And Jake, that might be another area where people go, what's a gyroscope? I think I've heard it have something to do with aviation or navigation. Gyroscope is a scientific tool which basically keeps planes and boats and lots of other things centered as you're in a multi-dimensional environment. And it used to be, still is, probably you can buy a gyroscope in a toy store. You pull the string and this little metal doodad spins around, and no matter how you put it on your hand or something else, it will remain centered. And in today's world, crisis is the new normalcy. We've all been in circumstances in any organization where something goes wrong and people start to panic and everybody's pointing fingers, and that can sort of snowball. So a gyroscope in a conceptual manner, as you think about it, keeps everybody centered in times of crisis. We've talked about this before. We know what to do. Let's figure out as a team how we move to the next level. And there are so many challenges that any business faces, especially in the world of sports and being in a front office when you're dealing with tens of thousands of spectators and broadcasts that are being seen by millions. You want to make sure that you're not going in the wrong direction. The sixth is the periscope. And as I might have said before, you don't necessarily have to be an expert on these. I doubt we have too many ex-atomic submarine commanders who are listening. Jake, has anybody written in and said, "Hi, I really like life in the front office. I'm a former nuke sub commander."
No, not yet, but maybe. Yeah.
Just who knows, but periscope, we've all seen enough movies of submarine commanders, upscope, downscope. To me, it just gives you the ability to stealthily see what your competitors are up to. And I don't mean industrial espionage. I'm not putting anybody on, the watch list of the FBI, but you really want to know what's happening with those businesses around you. And I happened to learn a lesson early in my career that there's a lot of sharing that's done in sports of all kinds and events. But I always used to like to look outside of just my business, whatever it might have been, and to look at other entities that were in similar businesses. So I became a major Disney type fan of their business and how they did service. And I was lucky enough in traveling to be at a lot of Disney facilities. And I was always impressed by the incredible level of service that Disney would show at every possible part of the Disney experience. So use the periscope to see not just what a competitor might be in a particular sport, or if you're in college or anything like that, it's much better to also see what's happening in general business. The seventh, again, which is a major factor in today's world, and I think knowing Pat, Fred, and yourself, sports isn't just, the United States of America. Sports is a global language now. And the kaleidoscope, again, many of these are instruments that people know about. It helps you visualize and appreciate the ever-changing business patterns and human interactions of your enterprise. If we go back to the stethoscope, without diversity in today's world, we have no teamwork. And with many of the serious debates that we're having in our society in general, sports in many instances is a really positive example of how people of all different types of backgrounds and levels of diversity and how they work together. And you don't have to go any further than the teams themselves, whatever variety of sport you're talking about. But that team in the front office, that leadership DNA that's so important for everybody to develop so that they can move up that ladder that we talked about, it is extremely important to understand that diversity is really redefined every day. And I don't know if there is a perfect definition of what diversity is, because you could go through every category known to man, and then 5 seconds later, rightly so, there would be a constituency that would raise their hand and say, excuse me, what about us? And you'd go, you know what, I hadn't thought about that. When you think and what the kaleidoscope does, which changes all types of colors and patterns, I think it's a good part of the eighth scope. So the eighth in the list of the eight scopes is the horoscope, which is really a tool of science and symbolism used to develop bold plans for the future. And the reason I put the horoscope down is it really is sort of a mashup between symbolism that we have for the 12 months and science, where there is some science behind it. But it ultimately comes down to, as a leader, as you're developing your career, you're going to have to make some tough decisions. And even with the incredible level of information that we have, all the analytics and metrics, eventually you have to manage what's in your brain, what's in your heart, and what's in your gut, and go one way or another. It can't be a gray area. And so that's why I put the horoscope in as the eighth.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.